Welcome to the Better Sovereign Show. I'm your host, Colin Stucker, member of the Better Human Podcast Network. Today is a daily dose of freedom, money, Bitcoin, human sovereignty. We cover one big idea to help you think better, to be more aware of your rights and sovereignty, and to hopefully pursue that and become more anti-fragile in our modern environment. Today's idea is about diversity, hate speech, and other nonsense used by politicians. This quote comes from a book that you've probably heard me talk about because it's that amazing. It's Bitcoin Independence Reimagined. The first few chapters, as far as I can tell, are very little about Bitcoin. It's mostly about a lot of the nonsense with governments and things going on today. So I'm going to read this and then we're going to talk about it. You're going to have hopefully something to think about, hopefully something to take away from this, or just a little bit more awareness of these ideas and how politicians use them to manipulate you. This is a direct quote from the book. Diversity is a term commonly used to describe everything but what truly needs to be diverse in a society, namely people's opinions. It is instead used to describe cosmetic traits such as skin color, gender, age, or sexual preferences. Governments all around the world brag about their diverse parliaments, focusing only on the superficial whilst pushing a more and more unified political agenda. Anyone who dares to question if politicians and journalists are really qualified to conjure up solutions to supposed climate problems, for instance, are labeled conspiracy theorists and anti-science. For anyone who has read any dystopian fiction in general, and Orwell in particular, the alarm bells should have sounded a long time ago. I mean, this happened in 2020 like no other, like with the Black Lives Matter stuff and George Floyd and all that. Politicians love this stuff because it keeps the spotlight away from those actually in power, the elite, the money printers. They're gobbling up all the assets and turning everyone into debt slaves and serfs, basically. They love this kind of stuff. They love when the public is going at each other's throat. That's why they love stirring up stuff about race, about sex, about sexual preference. And you see so much is getting so much attention because the journalists, the elite, etc., they use this stuff to pull a blanket over your eyes to what's really going on. It's no different than any other thing in history. Politicians will take something that has become a hot button topic and they will use it to basically virtue signal and say, I'm good, they're bad, they want this, I want that, whatever. And it becomes just another political talking point used to get more power. All this stuff is, if you actually think about it, is politician shows up, says, hey, I'm going to fix this problem. I'm going to do all these things and change this and do that and write laws and regulations. And it's going to bring equality to everyone. And the other side, they're going to make it worse, right? So vote for me. Notice the undercurrent here, though, is that this person, this politician, or this party will do things, will write more laws, will basically acquire more power. It's all about more power. And they use this type of crap to justify that. So much so to the point that both parties in this country, all politics has become which side will get more power. And our side's better than their side. So our side should have more power. Their side should have less. Now, who's talking about how government should have less power, should be more decentralized, should mingle less in citizens' lives? Nobody talks about that anymore because it's created this two-party system that's just a smokescreen. And they use gender, diversity, race, all these different things, these buzzwords to control the narrative so that you're not talking about less power. You're talking about who gets the power and who should get more of it. So let's finish out with this quote right here. Hate speech is a term obviously coined by someone who hated speech. Nothing is as important to a society as free speech. And as discussed earlier, the only alternative humans have to speech when it comes to resolving conflict is violence. When lawmakers try to treat the symptoms of a societal problem with political band-aids such as hate speech laws, they do not only fail to address the root cause of the problem, they undermine the very system that is protecting the victimized minority the new law is supposedly designed to protect. Not only that, but they also cement the old groupthink that labels people with categorizations that an unbiased society isn't supposed to take into consideration. So the thing you'll learn when you actually study history or governments or regulations or any of these things is that literally every time governments come in and they do something, they write a law, they do things to try to prevent some outcome, what they end up doing is they create different outcomes. They create unintended consequences. Also, the very thing that they're trying to fix or solve or mitigate ends up becoming worse, or it gets bastardized and it then manifests in these different ways, like a hydra. You cut off one head and then three sprout up, three different heads of different side effects, different problems, potentially worse problems than the very thing they were trying to solve in the first place. That's why we have to leave it up to free markets. We have to have very limited government. That protect personal property rights and you know, certain laws around protection of that, that also uphold freedom of speech, right to bear arms, etc. And that's all government should be doing. When governments come in promising they're going to fix something for you, especially if you identify or they're identifying you as some marginalized, victimized class, you are being played. All they're doing is using you, literally using you, which I think is so ironic. These politicians are literally using these groups of people that are upset that they're being used or have been used, but they're just being used by these politicians to get more power for themselves. And then once they're elected in, you see it all the time. What politicians like fall through with everything they said while they were campaigning? Very few. Some of them might have like this big thing they want to get done because they promise or whatever, but there's no incentive once you're elected. And guess what? The public has a short memory, so they don't pay attention. The entire system is broken, it's corrupt. And it's why really in politics, what we should be talking about is less government, less intervention, more free markets. That's it. So real quick, close out. So this day in history, we got Liberty Bell tolls to announce Declaration of Independence. On July 8th, 1776, a 2,000-pound copper and tin bell, also known as the Liberty Bell, rings out from the Tower of Pennsylvania State House, summoning citizens to the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. That just gave me goosebumps. Whew. Quick quotes for the day. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. George Bernard Shaw. The problem human beings face is not that we aim too high and fail, but that we aim too low and succeed. Michelangelo. This is a really good one. Becoming is better than being. Carol Dweck. And this is actually perfectly summarizes what the better human's about. It's about the journey, not the destination. Life is a journey. It's about becoming better. It's about self-mastery. It's about all the things that come with that. It's what this quote states. Becoming is better than being. So if you are rich and famous, and then you're miserable because you don't have to do anything, you don't have any struggle, you don't have anything you're working towards, life seems like it's pointless, you become a nihilist. That's very much summed up here. Becoming is better than being. And that's why the happiest people are always people that work to the end of their lives. They find something they're passionate about and they work, which is really just play for them. And they do it for as many days, hours, minutes as they can. And that is becoming rather than being. That's going to be it for today's show. Subscribe in your favorite podcast app and or over at YouTube and get on the Better Human newsletter over at Colin.coach to get the updates and get the once a week newsletter, maybe moving to twice a week, but the once a week Better Human newsletter is where all the content lives, as well as other great stuff. I'll see you in the next one.